This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Yo, this is Ginny.
And sup, this is Natalie. Can you hear me rapping?
I can hear you.
That's me making a scissors noise because I'm rapping a present.
Tune into one of our podcasts.
You're on Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Tell you what, it does seem like winter out there. I suspected it would be, but it has cleared up and there is sunshine outside because yesterday was hideous. Hideous, Cebu, hideous.
Really? Oh, I wouldn't know because I'm not there.
Exactly. And you're in beautiful, sunny Sydney, I'm assuming.
Well, it got really chilly last night. I thought I was in Melbourne last night because during the day it was really beautiful. It was like high 20s. The sun was out, a bit overcast, but it was still warm. And then as soon as it hit 6 or 7 o'clock, it started getting chilly, and I was like, what the hell? I was in a singlet, and I was like, oh, I'm going to have to put a jacket on. I don't usually put jackets on in Sydney. You don't do that in Sydney.
No, you don't. You do that in Melbourne. You pack, like, all your four-season gear into, you know, your car, and, you know, you have it ready for whatever Mother Nature decides to, you know, spell upon us. But, yeah.
You get the snowmobile ready.
Exactly. You get the beanie, the ear warmers, the mufflers.
Looking forward to Brisbane, though. Looking forward to Brisbane.
Oh, Brisbane is going to be sunny as Brisbane puts our weathers to shame. Absolute shame.
Do you know what? I actually looked at the forecast yesterday and it said thunder and raining. You know, it's like...
That's foreign in Brisbane weather forecasts.
Exactly. I
was like, absolutely foreign.
As if it will happen. Oh, I think the weatherman was probably having a bit too... Whoop,
whoop, I say, think you
know? So. Press the wrong button on the icon on the computer, you know.
Yeah, the Bureau of Meteorology, the bomb, as we call it, has just got it wrong.
The bomb. Not the bomb.
You're on your one-stop portal for girls who love girls with Ginny and Natalie. We were chatting to Romy Klinger from The Real L Word, and she was talking about a relationship with Whitney, and we were asking her who she keeps in touch with from The Real L Word cast. So she answered everyone but Whitney, so we're going to ask her the million-dollar question. And do you still speak to Whitney?
Not a lot. We are both really busy, you know?
Yeah.
She's got a lot going on with Juicy and, you know, her relationship and stuff, so... We just kind of gone our separate ways, you know?
Yeah.
I love her. I'll always love her.
Fair enough. Well said there, Romy. Speaking of what you've been up to lately, what have you been up to after The Real L Word? Seems you've been pretty busy organizing cemetery functions.
Yeah, you know, I've been really busy. I've really, number one, just been focusing on Casa Parvita and working with Love and Pride right now and kind of all the holiday stuff going on. And the first collection, EHA, did really well with Love and Pride and just have moved on and kind of started doing it on my own and just launched the website. So it's been a lot. It's been more than I could have expected. I didn't know how much really went into starting a business, but I'm learning so much. And I've just been doing that. And like, we just did the Gay in LA video. Did you guys see it?
No, we didn't. Where is the video?
Oh my God, I have to send it to you. It's the new video I did with Love Darling. Sing the title song, and we just released the video with Work at LA a few days ago, and it's kind of a parody on being gay in LA. It's hysterical.
Wow. And what's it called, darling?
It's called Gay in LA. Look it up. It's on YouTube.
Oh, hold on. I just got an email from our content producer going, oh, you're interviewing Romy. Make sure you check out the video with the indie band Love Darling. So that's what she's talking about, right?
Yes.
She's on the ball more than us.
Yeah, you have to see it.
Yeah.
Hysterical. So pretty much that. And I've been traveling. I just got back from London. I'm going to Paris and Switzerland this month and been getting to meet, you know, girls and parties all over the place. It's been really... it's been a blessing, you know?
Well, obviously, Romy, you live in LA and you travel quite a bit. What's the best girl scene you've seen so far?
God, it's good to be gay in LA.
So we've heard.
It's pretty good here, I'm not going to lie. But, I mean, London was pretty amazing as well.
Awesome. So we'll have to head to LA, do we, to check out the Abbey and Juicy?
Yeah, you'll have to come out to LA for sure. There's a good crowd.
What's the lesbian population like in LA?
Just a lot more femmes I've noticed, like, than any other area. There's a lot of femmy girls, and there's a lot of parties. There's a lot going on, and I've noticed in other areas there just isn't as much of a scene.
Yeah.
You're limited to how many clubs you have and how many parties you have, and in LA it's just like it never ends.
Wow. And Romy, what's coming up for you for the rest of the year? Seems you've been traveling quite a bit.
I hope that I get to continue the traveling. You know, the more people that want to invite me out, I'm grateful, you know, to come out and meet people. And I I really hope that the video gets out there and we can have a lot of fun with it. I'm most excited to work on my line right now. I have a collection with Fred Siegel that I'm putting together for the holiday, and working on my new collection that's exclusive with Love and Pride. And really, it's the first year of my business, so I think that, you know, if I can just be running and working and doing well with it, then I'm happy.
Oh, fantastic, Romy. Well, we're so happy that you're doing well and you're touring around and you're doing things that you love. So congratulations on your success and your journey and for coming to be where you are today. We've got a game we play with all of our guests. It's called What's Your Number? So you pick a number between 1 and 50 and we ask you the corresponding question. Do you want to play?
Yes.
All right. Hit us with a number.
5.
5. Okay. What's the ringtone on your mobile?
The ringtone on my mobile, oh, it's just some weird one. It's not a song. It's like a do-do-do-do-do-do-do kind of thing.
Great. Awesome. Hit us with another number.
7.
7. Have you fulfilled all your dreams?
No.
Okay. Nice and simple. And one lucky last number.
I don't know, 20?
20. Okay, this is a nice and easy one for you, Romy. What is the meaning of life?
Love.
Well done. Thank you very much, Romy Klinger, for joining us on Her Society. That was Romy Klinger there. Of course, you can check out her full podcast at hersocietyonline.com.au or follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/hersocietyonline. This is Ginny and Natalie taking you through to 7 on your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Stay tuned. One more lesbian. The lesbian media site for all the lesbians around the world is coming up.
Hi, this is Jessica Clark, and you're listening to Ginny and Natalie on Her Society.
One More Lesbian is a lesbian media site that keeps all and one more lesbian entertained. They are about to revolutionise online video streaming, and to tell us all about it, joining us live from America, the CEO of One More Lesbian, Shrin Papillon. Good evening, Shrin.
Good evening to you.
Trin, thanks very much for joining us on the show. We found One More Lesbian when we hit Diner this year, and there were beach balls going everywhere with OML. And Natalie and I were like, what's OML stand for? And we actually found you online, and we were very excited. And
I definitely can. I just want to say that I wish that you guys came by our booth. And this year at the Diner, I'm going to hold you to it. we put on all sorts of fun events, and I'd love to meet you guys in person. OML, in a few sentences, it started out as a video aggregation site, or now they call it curation site. And basically the thought was that there would be one site where you could go to online to see quality lesbian videos, whether it be film, TV, web series, commercials, PSAs, special events, and it's slowly evolving into what I've always wanted it to be, which is a media hub, not just for video, but we're going to be introducing OML Plus, which is our premiere section, and that's going to have video on demand. So a bunch of actually, we're starting out with about 30 lesbian feature films, popular titles, and we're quickly going to be adding to that. So you're going to have popular feature films, indie films, shorts, documentaries. The intent is to be lesbian Netflix. But if we do our job right, I really actually want to be like the lesbian Hulu, Netflix, iTunes, and Amazon. So we've got quite a few plans.
Wow.
Right.
So your next step seems to be world domination with OML.
Yeah, I don't know about, I mean, we joke about world domination, but it's, yeah, definitely, I mean, we definitely want to make a mark within the LGBT community. I mean, I already feel like we have, but yeah, and hopefully we can reach beyond. But if we serve the community well, I would be more than happy.
That's great.
Fantastic, Shrin. And also, with the content that you stream, you said you stream videos, you're streaming podcasts, I believe, from Canada. What else are you streaming on the site?
We carry pretty much all the lesbian web series that are online. There's a couple of exceptions, and even with them, we have various partnerships. So we'll show like behind the scenes and things. And I mean, very rare exceptions, like We Have to Stop Now, which is primarily on their site, and Venice the Series. But in the same breath, I could say we have, you know, partnerships with them in that they've, both series have participated in our battle of the lesbian web series at the Dyna. But the out of the, I'd imagine, 16, 17 various lesbian web series that are online right now, we carry the majority. So there's that. There's the lesbian TV series, various series and storylines. There's a lot of great content coming out of Spain, out of Germany. You know, when Joey and Charlie were doing their thing on Home and Away, you know, we carried that storyline. So it's just, it's basically any video content, again, whether it be film, TV, web series, that features lesbians, you know, real lesbians, and not necessarily in a positive light, but in a real light, you know. I mean, we'll take the good, the bad, and the ugly. It just has to be, like, real or semi-real. I say that thinking about, like, the real L word.
Joy 94.9, Her Society, your one-stop portal for girls who love girls. Zeba, it's come to the end of the show.
I know, it's a sad time, isn't it?
Sad time. But next week you'll be with me in the studio and we'll be kicking off a very exciting post-Juicy Club LA edition.
Oh my God, yeah, we've got a lot of goss. I mean, we've got some goss from last night, let alone the next two cities, so stay tuned for a hell of a lot more.
I know, it should be very exciting. I've actually set up a task for the Juicy Club LA girls, which will be filmed in studio live. You'll be able to check it out to see what I get the girls to do. It involves cooking. Very interesting sort.
Cooking and mashing stuff up.
Exactly. And I'm going to test their geography skills too, because you've obviously have taken them. You're going to take them to Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane. I want to test their geography to see how well they nail it.
That's a great idea.
You reckon, Zebu?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's test that they paid attention.
I don't think they will. If they end up naming something Werribee or saying Werribee, if I hear Werribee, I'm going to hurt them with love.
They're
going to
go, I love the City Opera House. It was beautiful on the Brisbane Harbour. Like, what? Wait a minute. Right, hang on. You were drunk the whole time?
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, Zeba, we will catch you next week. Thank you very much for your time today, for all your tweets, SMSs and emails. It's been a pleasure, obviously, having you listen to our show. We will catch you next week from 6 p.m. Saturday, Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Stay tuned to hersocietyonline.com.au.
Take care of each other and yourself.
Thank you, Jerry Springer.
I knew it.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this plane at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my God, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like
that. Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants.
Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.